Yeah, I'll get used to putting the microphone on sometime. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this meeting of the Cabinet. Item number one is apologies for absence, and we have apologies from Councillor Steve Jarvis. Minutes of the meeting of the 24th September. Ruth.
Apologies from Councillor Carol Stanier.
Okay, thank you. Right, move on to item two, the minutes of the meeting held on the 24th September. I'll propose those an accurate record. Is that seconded? Thank you very much. All agreed? Thank you very much. Notification of other business, there is none. My announcements, in accordance with council policy, this meeting is being audio recorded. We have no members of the public and press, so that bit's unnecessary. Members are reminded that any declarations of interest in respect of any business set out in the agenda should be declared as either a disposable pecuniary interest or a declarable interest, and are required to notify me of the nature of any interest declared at the commencement of the item on the agenda. Members declaring a disclosable pecuniary interest must withdraw from the meeting for the duration of the item. Members declaring a declarable interest wishing to exercise a councillor speaking right must declare this at the same time as the interest, move to the public area before speaking to the item, and then must leave the room before the debate and vote. For the benefit of anyone, and I'll read this into the record, any members of the public present at the meeting, please would officers announce their name and their designation to the meeting when invited to speak, either by myself or an executive member, and obviously as this is recorded, then that applies. And then finally, a reminder that the council has declared a climate emergency, and I emphasise emergency, and because it's an emergency, not only have we set up the Cabinet panel on the environment, this is beginning to be addressed throughout the organisation, and as we move forward, we're also seeking to lead our residents and businesses in this area. So we will be giving a reminder at the beginning of each Cabinet and Council meeting as a symbol of how seriously we take this. Okay, that's all in terms of my announcements. There's no public participation. We have no referrals from other committees. So we move on to strategic planning matters, and I'll invite Paul to introduce that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You have the strategic planning report in front of you with a number of appendix. The letter from the council to the local plan inspector explaining how we're addressing the issues is raised, and we will report back to him by the 29th. As I announced at the last meeting, we will be trying to involve other councillors in the process via the local project board, which is meeting next week on the 5th to discuss further. So if councillors wish to feed in any comments, that they can do via their representative on the local plan meeting. There's the consultation response to Hertfordshire local industrial strategy, the consultation response to HEC's draft development contributions guide. In addition to that, to the December cabinet, we have the SIL and 106 agreement, SPD, part of the local plan coming. Hertfordshire Growth Board Memorandum of Understanding, we have there, which is MOU. That is Councillor Steers Hanscom and myself have attended various meetings with all the councils in Hertfordshire trying to work together for major infrastructure projects. As Councillor Steers Hanscom says, we have declared a climate emergency. The actions under the planning thing are to look at improving the design of our houses. Each house takes 50 to 80,000 tonnes of carbon to build, and under the SPD, design SPD going forward, we will be looking to target to reduce that going forward. And the planning reports now include an environmental impact assessment so that people are aware of what we're agreeing, you know, what the impact is, make it more visible. I don't believe I've missed anything, but if Mr. Fullstone wishes to correct me, I'm quite happy for him to do so.
Thank you, Chair, Councillor Clark. If I may, I do actually have one update that's just come with regard to the Central Bedfordshire plan. You'll see on there that the planning inspectorate had written, but they hadn't, Central Beds hadn't released the letter at the moment. In the last couple of days, a couple of letters have gone up on Central Beds website. There are probably two major areas that I think members may be interested in. The inspector at the examination did discuss the proposed M1A16 link within Central Beds. There was concern raised from the inspector with regard to justification for taking the route through the Chilterns area of outstanding natural beauty. Post the examination, the Chilterns Conservation Board wrote to the inspector just informing him that actually Central Beds Development Management Committee had already resolved to approve that link, and that actually the link had gone to the Secretary of State as well, and the Secretary of State had determined it would not be called in. So the concern from the inspector is that kind of the impact on that, what is now an approved planning permission with regard the housing development within Central Bedfordshire. So that's one area of concern. The other area of concern with regard to the inspectorate was that they believe a significant amount of work still needs to be done to Central Beds' plan. They are conscious of the 18-month delay that's already been in the examination to allow Central Beds to do more work. They're concerned about a further delay, and they are considering whether to recommend that Central Beds withdraw the plan or not. So that's, if I may, that's just a synopsis of the two letters that have been published in the last couple of days.
Thank you very much, Ian. Any questions at this point?
Sorry, can I add one other thing? To me, the London Luton Airport consultation is now out on the increase. There is one part of that. They are increasing the money available for insulation of properties from £100,000 to £800,000, which I have got to go to a meeting in a couple of weeks, you know, to discuss where that's going to be spent. But that is one other area of development with regard to London Luton.
Okay, thank you very much. Before we go back to the recommendations, I want to say a bit more about the Memorandum of Understanding regarding the Hertfordshire Growth Board. As you will know, the for more than a year now, the other nine districts and boroughs we've been working with, together with the County Council and the Local Enterprise Partnership, on the Emerging Growth Board, and it's important that we take account of and are aware of what we're agreeing tonight. The background set out in section two of the Memorandum of Understanding. In a nutshell, going forward, we want to ensure that Hertfordshire as a whole can speak to government with one voice, and as we plan our future beyond the period of the current plan and bid for resources and infrastructure to do it properly. You will see in section five that we retain our planning powers, and this is critically important, and other responsibilities, and that we have a right to withdraw from the board by giving 30 days notice if we no longer feel it's appropriate in the interest of the district. Decisions of the board will be by consensus, and a proposal to include majority voting in an earlier draft was removed. So that's something that I was very concerned that we ensured. So this is being taken through the processes at all the districts and the county and the LEP, and I do strongly recommend that we sign the Memorandum of Understanding, and that's what we're being asked to do tonight. Okay, any questions on that, or can we move to the recommendations? Ian, sorry.
Well, I mean, I think it's on. Yeah. I mean, it's about a question. I think it's a question. It's in relation to the 8.4.3, which is to welcome the recommendation there around around the sort of the statements around the, particularly around the sort of villages and so on. And I think what's there, and I'd be obviously perhaps interested to get into Councillor Clark's view, is one of the things that shines out from there for me is about the importance of community facilities and indeed community pubs in those villages. And I'm struck by that because obviously I was fortunate enough to go on the recent walk around Charlton organised by the Save the Windmill group in that village. And I do wonder, obviously part of the local plan does obviously mention about how the council might be able to support community pubs in future if we can get the local plan agreed. But I'd be interested to kind of hear whether sort of Councillor Clark thinks there's any further work we can do in advance of that time around obviously supporting community facilities like public houses in villages across our district.
Thank you. Yes, to be fair, I do support local hostelries, as Councillor Albert knows. I frequently survey a number of them with colleagues driving me, I'm pleased to say. I'm happy to take that back and look further into that, to what we can do, because I don't think it comes under the design SPD, but I am conscious of places like the station in Nebworth, the cabinet at Reed, which I now understand has gone through the statutory 6 weeks period, there's been no bid, so is now on the open market. And it's losing facilities like that that makes, life in the rural hamlets of the district a problem. So happy to look further into that for Councillor Albert.
Okay, thank you very much. No other questions, comments? Then we move on to the recommendations. We should be clear under 2.4 that that is something that we are recommending to Council that I sign the Memorandum of Understanding, because it does need to go through the full process to do that. So with that clarification, would you like to, I think we take all the recommendations together. So if you'd like to vote now in terms of supporting the recommendations. Oh, right. So okay. Shall we record that? It's unanimous. And we're trying. Yes.
Can we just check whether make sure this light's working?
Can we vote again? So, then okay. Try again.
Is it flashing, Ian?
No.
Can you bear with us for a second?
Right, let's. Oh, I think we may have sorted it.
Okay, try again.
Right, let's vote again, please. Oh, hang on. Yay! Oh, it says in present seven as well, didn't it? Should have been a giveaway.
It was.
His can we take best of three? It is Halloween, after all. Try again. Yeah. We'll try it again.
There we go.
Thank you. We have the technology. Moving on to item 8, the council plan, and that's for me to introduce. Since our administration came in May, we have worked with officers to turn the promises both our parties put to the electorate into what we hope is an understandable and accessible plan. This, of course, creates the context for budget discussions which are ongoing. It's been a significant piece of work, and I want to thank Reuben and his colleagues for the time and effort they've put into getting the plan into shape. I'm particularly pleased we have given opportunity for all councillors, through executive members and deputies engaging with officers, through overview and scrutiny, and through the all-member workshop in putting the council plan together. What we are agreeing today is the text of the plan. I would emphasise that. There's a little bit more work to do on how it looks. And there are one or two minor corrections. We want to have a banner to say we're a cooperative council and so on. Regarding the workshop, there were two proposals regarding the objectives, and I want to specifically relate to those. One was that we took out the word more in more welcoming, and I would recommend that we don't do that. We've actually kept a balance, because if you look at the diagram, at the centre is a welcoming council. But in terms of our aims, we want to be more welcoming, and that's an aspiration. So we want to do that. So we're not suggesting we agree to that. The other recommendation was that we'd originally got affordable housing. We've now turned it to affordable homes, which we've accepted. The rest of the comments that came up at the all-member workshop were worked into the remainder of the plan, so I won't comment more on that, but except to recognise that we very much welcomed the work that was done by all members of those members who came. It would always have been lovely to have had more people come, but we really appreciate those of all parties who did take the trouble to come along to that. So, with that introduction, I'll ask Reuben if he wants to add anything.
Just to reiterate the work that's gone through, I mean, I don't want to go through the whole report, but 5.1 talks about that consultation that happened between exec members and the leadership team to agree those priority areas that were proposed, and then the workshop where they agreed on those actions, and then you have the documents in front of you, which is a product of all that work that's gone through from the initial conversation we had in July about the objectives. Yes, and picking up on your point, Chair, I did manage to talk to the design team about what it would look like, and they've prepared an initial draft, which was about 3 weeks ago, but the graphic designer had broken her shoulder, so it's not the final thing, but just to give Cabinet a view of what it would look like with obviously the network in there as well. But I'm just going to flick through it very quickly so people get a sense of what it looks like, he says.
Have you turned it on?
Yes, please, Vic. Oh, no, it's on now.
Oh, dear. My picture in there.
So it looks a little bit, you know, more flashier than the Word version, and that's what we aim to bring to Council next time. And that's it, really. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Of course, the final section and achievements is under the old plan, the old corporate plan, and going forward, obviously, we appreciate what was done previously in the council and recognise that, and of course what we've achieved in the time since we've been in office since May. Any questions? Judy, sorry. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I absolutely love the plan, and I absolutely hate councillors who spend their lives going through bits of writing looking for grammar, spelling and punctuation errors. I've always been very critical of those. However, and I will take blame for some of it, there are still some very, very clunky bits in here, some of which actually is down to me and Ruth and the stuff that we originally submitted. If we did say, and I'm sure we did, we'll develop a range of innovative ways in which local communities, including streets, can be encouraged. I'm not sure it's a particularly brilliant phrase, and maybe once looking at, but you know what we meant. And also in the same bit, there's a bit about schools and neighbourhoods to ensure such innovation are fit. Well, it's either innovation is fit or innovations are fit. But as I say, I can't bear councillors who do that. We don't correct work in a committee sensibly. But I just do think there's quite a lot of proofreading needs going on there. But I still love it.
Paul.
Thank you. It was just a request to update the picture on the front of the thing, because the Hitchin fountain in front of St Mary's is now working.
Mm.
So, Judy.
No.
I'm sure the technology's sound, so I'm told. But if we could update it, I'd be grateful.
Okay. Clearly, if there are any other things that people notice, if they could let Reuben know before, as it goes forward to council, if that's the next thing we need to do, which you is to... Sorry, Gary.
Sorry, Chair. It was very quick as well. I was rather just following on from what Judy mentioned. Is the green? There's a number of logos have appeared, and the one that's on the document that we've been sent, the five,
the green one,
is that going to be a logo we're going to use? I didn't see it appear on the document that, and the only reason I raise it is because the one on the the left still says housing, and it's got different wording to
needs to be proofread. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you're going to use that logo, then we just need to change the wording on that, because it's support the provision of affordable homes, and that phrase appears in everything else, and including I've quickly called it in your one, but it just needs to be updated on that.
Okay, if there are no further questions, comments, then we move to the recommendations. You see them in that we approve the plan and then recommend the adoption to council.
Okay. Subject to those minor.
Subject to the minor amendments and the other things we just talked about. So can we all vote on that? That is carried. Right, we move on to the item 9, the government's refugee resettlement scheme. Gary.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman.
Hopefully members of the Cabinet will have read the document, and this in essence continues the scheme that the Council were already part of over the last couple of years. I don't intend to talk through it in great detail, but I think it's just worth highlighting a couple of extracts from the report, and members will have read that 7.3, 10 Syrian families totaling 15 individuals have been successfully resettled in affordable housing properties provided by Settle and Howard Cottage. So just underlining that you know, it did work successfully. And that I think it's also important just to highlight that the 10 families that were resettled have integrated well into the local communities, and the resettlement process has largely run smoothly. And that's clearly one of the key aspects of anything that this council gets involved in doing, because it's all right taking the refugees, but if you're not able to provide the support services and the help that's needed, then the scheme may be doomed to failure. So it is great to hear that it has worked very well. And then in 8.6, you'll have read that it is proposed that the council pledges to resettle 10 individuals, most probably two families, in the first year of the scheme. And also, and probably quite an important point, is that it's recommended that we again seek Syrian refugees, and the reason for that being because of the great work that's been done with the ones that we have had, and the infrastructure's already there to support those. So that's that I would just underline. And I don't think there's anything else I would add to the report other than to ask members to support the recommendations, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Don't know if Martin, do you want to add anything at this stage?
Thank you, Chairman. Nothing further to add, thank you.
Okay. Judy.
Chair. I wanted to ask the question, the 10 question, really. I've had a little bit to do with the organisation Hearts Welcome Syrian Refugees, so I know a little bit about what's happened, particularly in Hitchin. There's been some fantastic support and development, and at least one of the families is rather larger than it was when he got here, actually, on my patch. So I did rather wonder what 10 meant. Does it mean 10 exactly? Does it mean three families of three, or two families of five, or playing it by ear? Because 10 sounded too precise for me somehow when you're dealing with people.
Martin.
Yeah, so we looked to the options in terms of being able to deliver something on the ground of a practical nature. And the families that came in, the 10 families that came in over the last 4 years, three, 4 years, have all been, on average, five people. And that marries nicely with the supply side of things with affordable housing. So we're well served by three-bedroom houses in North Hertfordshire, affordable housing units. Almost half the total stock is three-bedroom houses.
Yeah.
So it's an ideal size. And also, it kind of like, because the programme looks at the most vulnerable refugees, you're bringing family units over with that support. Sometimes there are already associations here or relatives as well, so it kind of like keeps that consistency going.
Can I continue that just out of interest, really? So I knew about one of the first families and know about one of the first families that came. Have other families come who were attached to the same family units?
I don't know if the North Hertfordshire ones are, but I'm pretty sure one of them was associated with an East Hertfordshire family.
Okay.
So they try and sort of make these links where they can when we go to the Home Office for the households.
Okay.
They look at the geographical sort of locations of relatives and friends.
That's great. Okay, thank you.
Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I fully support the scheme and what it's done, and congratulate the staff on the work they've done with it. What I'd actually like to just clarify is the share that North Hearts has taken across Hertfordshire, because I believe, you know, our share, we've actually led the way, and it's something we should be proud of, that we've done it in such a way that, you know, we have led the way. And I would like, you know, other councillors to understand, you know, the good work we have done in this field.
Absolutely, it's a very good point. So total resettled in the whole of the county at July was 249, and that's nine local authorities, because one hasn't participated. And of those nine, two local authorities, at number one, if you like, who've taken the most are St Albans with 50 and North Hertfordshire with 50. So the next is Decorum with 30. So North Hearts is very much at the forefront, as you say.
Okay, thank you for that.
Ian. Thanks, Chair. I mean, to welcome the report and welcome the recommendations. Could I just ask either Gary or Martin around the paragraph 7.5, which we'll obviously be interested to hear what when this report says it's largely run smoothly. It's the word largely that always kind of sort of attracts my attention. So interested to know, I suppose, really what lessons we would learn for a future scheme, and what things perhaps didn't go so well that might help to feed into those lessons learned.
So I think in a practical sense, I think for us being a non-stockholding council, getting the housing as early as possible is really key, because we do a lot of work when we get the property. But also, because they're the most vulnerable refugees, some come with high levels of complex needs from day one. So one of the early families in Letchworth, for example, had very poor mental health, and she was sectioned shortly after, and what have you. So there are some practical challenges, really. But in terms of the wider success of the scheme, the Refugee Council actually dropped us a note on progress to date. And the local manager, if I can read it out, said that the families are doing well, have a keen interest in progressing in English language lessons and employment. And they've also got a quote from a client about what it's like to live in North Hearts. And it's someone called Sadiqa, and they said, we really like the area. Our neighbourhood is very safe and quiet. Me and my husband can commute easily to the city centre and hospital. I recently had a baby and we're getting so much support from our neighbours and the GP. In terms of the Refugee Council, because that's who provided this quote, there's a women's group running in the area. They're going to start an IT and men's group shortly, and an employability course is going to start in December, which will allow accreditation in food hygiene courses, customer services, and so on. So it's largely successful, but people come with challenges from day one, really. That's the difficulty.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry, I just wanted to add one more thing, because you mentioned language. One of the children has been at school with one of my grandchildren since they were five. They're now nine. And so I've been able to watch the kind of astonishing way that children learn language, apart from anything else. But I was reliably informed that the first phrase that this child learnt at the age of five in English was, it's my turn. I just like sharing that because it's so lovely.
Yes, that's... But I think it's a credit to this council and indeed to the previous administration, I have to say, that we've led the way in the county in that way. So I'm really pleased to see this on the agenda. So thank you, everyone. Can we then, if there are no more comments, move to the votes? Those, please you use your lights. That one's whatever. I think we've all done. Yes, that is carried unanimously. And we move to our final item of the evening, item 10, and I think it's Ian to introduce that. Sorry, is it Keith? It's on my list, it says Ian, but Ian knows no knowledge, so I think if you'd introduce it, Keith, that would be really helpful.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine with this. I know the area that well, so I'm grateful to Peter for doing the work on this. It seemed to me that it was fairly straightforward. I know we've had some objection from the, or not objection as such, but some indication from the local member and the parish council that maybe now is not quite the right time to be doing this, but it does seem as if it was something that goes back to 2013, I think, when it got approval for it to be disposed of. So I don't know really why we need to wait around too much. I'm concerned that we move on with some of these things, otherwise everything just seems to be getting delayed. Yep. So I'm happy for the recommendation to go forward. Peter, I don't know if you've got anything else to say.
Not unless there's any specific queries. I mean, simply, yes, the Councillor Morris's concerns were to do with the land being within the emerging local plan. However, should we take this to market now, the market will very much make its own decision as to the prospects of planning, and offers that we will receive will reflect those views. Clearly, if the market is feeling it is premature, then we can always withdraw from the market until a more appropriate time as the local plan progresses.
Okay.
Through to
thank
adoption.
You. That's helpful clarification. Okay. Thanks very much.
So we're testing the water, effectively.
Hopefully confidently testing the water.
Very good.
Okay, any other comments, questions? If not, the recommendation's in front of you. Can we move to the vote? Okay, that is carried. That concludes our meeting tonight, so thank you all for your attendance. Yeah.